A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Yuma Tes Zayin, Yuma 16a, pagination page 31, the end of the small lines. We're dealing with a Gemara trying to prove that the basic Tana of Maseches Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And by way of that discussion, the Gemara addresses a famous topic regarding the Beis HaMikdash, that the eastern gate had to be lower than all the other gates because of the Para Aduma. The Para Aduma was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash complex, and the Pasuk there says that while you're on the mountain opposite the Beis HaMikdash, Vihiza, he should be able to sprinkle El Nochach Pnei Oel Moed in the direction opposite the Oel Moed, inferring that he has to be able to see the opening of the Oel Moed. And we're told, therefore, that the only way to accomplish a visual on the opening of the Oel Moed would be for that outer gate, that outer wall, to be lower than all the other walls, because if it was the regular height that all the other walls were, there would be no way to see the opening of that inner section of the Beis HaMikdash, the area of the Kodesh. Now, the Gemara is going to confront, by way of measurement, a simple question that perhaps if the eastern gate was simply open, he would be able to look through the eastern gate and be able to catch a glimpse of at least a little bit of that inner area that we're focused on, the Oel Moed part, the Kodesh part. And if that would be true, then you could be Yotzei, you could fulfill this obligation to see the Oel Moed, not by seeing over the wall, but by seeing through the gate and catching a glimpse of that inner Oel Moed. Now, the factor that we're going to be paying most attention to is the fact that starting from that eastern gate, which we're suggesting perhaps he can just see through the gate, starting from that gate, there were moments, there were sections, which moved up in height. And since the gate height is 20 amos, if we can prove that the slope going up is more than 20 amos, then we can have with confidence that there's no way that he could look through that gate and get a glimpse of the Oel Moed, because the height that it's going up before it reaches the Oel Moed is more than 20. There's no way he would be able to see the opening of the Oel Moed through the gate, and therefore it becomes quite definitive that he has to see over that gate, and therefore the height of that eastern gate had to be lower than the other gates. Let's see how the Gemara develops this. Mistavra, it is indeed logical to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov here that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the opinion followed in Maseches Midos, because we're going to discuss this height of the eastern wall and the logic that the person bringing the Para Aduma has to be able to see the Oel Moed, and the logic seems to flow according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. The Tanan, as we learned, Kol Aksalim Shehayu Sham, all the walls that were there by the Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Gevoim, they were high, Chutz Mikosa Mizrachi, except for the eastern wall. Sha'kohen Asorif Hesapor, because the Kohen who would burn the Para Aduma, Omid Bahara Mishcha, he has to stand on Har HaZesim, on the facing mountain. U'mechavin V'roek Neged Pischa Shal Heichol, and he has to be able to see in to the Beis HaMikdash, into the spot of the Heichol. V'sho'as HaZo'as Hadam, at the time that he's sprinkling the blood. U'tanan, and we learnt, what are the dimensions of the way the height of the Temple Mount would develop. Kol ha'psachim shayusham govan esrim amos. The height of all the gates is 20 amos. V'rochvan esrim amos, and they're wide by 10 amos. Utnan, and we learned, lifnim mimenu, as you go in from the gate. Soreg, utnan lifnim mimenu hachel, esrim amos. Those are dimensions in distance. And now we're going to discuss height. Ushtemesre mailos hayusham, and then there were 12 steps. Rum maila, the height of each step is chatzi amo, half an amo. Vishilcha, and its distance is chatzi amo, is half an amo. So in total, if you have 12 steps going up a half amo each, so you have a total of 6 amo going up. Then, Tesvav Mailos Olos Mitocha, Hayodos Me'ezras Yisrael Ezras Noshim, there were then 15 steps, Rum Mailo Chatzi Amo, again, the height of each step is half an Amo, Veshulcha Chatzi Amo, and its distance is half an Amo, so if you have 15 steps, which are each half an Amo, so you're adding on to this height, 7.5 Amo. Utnan, and we continued to learn, Bein ha'ulam v'lamazbeach chof beiz amo, there were 22 in distance, and then, ushtem esrei mailus hayusham, there were another 12 steps, rum maila chatzi amo, the height of each step is half an amo, v'shilcha chatzi amo, and its distance is half an amo. So you're adding on 12 steps of half amo each, another 6 amo. So we added together here, 6 amo was the first set, 7.5 was the second set, and 6 amo was the third set. The total is going to be 19.5 amo. If we would stop there, the Gemara says, 19.5 amo still leaves half an amo available for the Kohen doing the Parah Aduma to be able to see in and get a glimpse of at least the bottom half amma of the Pesach Oel Moed. In other words, he's going to look through whatever he can get of this eastern gate, and the top half amma of this 20 amma height, he's going to be able to see through all the way to the Pnei Oel Moed, because it corresponds by half an amma. Utnan, but then we learned further that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, my law is Hashem v'gavoa amo v'duchan nosun aleha. In addition to that, there was a platform where the Levium would be when they sang Shira's song during the Karbanos. Ubo shalosh mailos shel chatzi chatzi amo. And it had 3 steps of half an amo each. And then, once you add on another 3 half amma, then you understand why there was no way that he could get a glimpse of the Pesach Oel Moed, because the height of 20, that's the gate on the eastern side, would not overlap at all with the Pesach Oel Moed, because the height that differentiated them, as you kept getting higher and higher and higher, would be the 19.5 amma plus another amma and a half, bringing you up to 21, which means that there is no longer any overlap. The top of the lower gate did not overlap at all with the bottom of the higher inner gate. Iyamet b'shlomo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hi, if you say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, haynu de'ichsi le'pischa. Now you understand why that inner gate had no visual to the Kohen, if he would look through the gate, and that's why the wall had to be lower so that he could see over the gate. Eli Amrit Rabbanon, but if you would follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, we did the calculation, we only got up to 19.5, theoretically there would be, if everything is configured perfectly, there could be a half an amma of overlap. They could purposely design it in such a way, carefully, and they did not have to make the eastern gate lower. Elalav shmami. No, what do you see from here? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he, that the Mishnayos and Midos are following a house opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. As far as we're concerned, we're kind of jumping in the middle of a topic here of Midos and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but we are getting a glimpse into the calculation regarding Para Aduma as to why that eastern gate had to be lower, the eastern wall had to be lower than all the other walls. Yeshe Kolach, thank you for joining me.